It's the holiday season, and this year you've been assigned by your parents to be in charge of the family festivities, which includes the cleanup. You're elated to be in charge of the festivities, but the cleanup is a nightmare in the making. The reason is that your three siblings have made it clear that they will have little time to help with this activity. Plus, they've decided it is not financially feasible for them to chip in for you to hire an outside entity to help. So, the load for this effort appears to be completely on your shoulders because your parents are elderly and what assistance they can give will be minimal. At this point, most would refuse the assignment, but your parents really want you to take charge of this event due to out-of-the-area family members attending. As your mother said, you're the only one with the experience to handle this effort. So, how can you possibly change your siblings' minds? From training with the Stoicists, you know when people are uncooperative, there is at least one underlying issue present. To begin, maybe the uncooperative behavior is due to a lack of motivation. Siblings may not see the value in contributing to the cleanup effort, or may feel that their efforts will go unnoticed. This lack of motivation can manifest as resistance or a complete refusal to participate. To combat this, it's important for you to highlight the benefits of cooperation and create a sense of purpose among your siblings. Painting the picture that your parents will be very appreciative to see everyone is working together as a family union will give your parents pride in their family, as well as to your siblings and you. And then there are differing expectations. Each sibling may have their own idea of what constitutes a fair division of labor, or how the cleanup should be approached. These conflicting expectations can lead to misunderstandings and resentment. Thus, establishing clear guidelines and open lines of communication can help bridge these gaps and foster cooperation. Lastly, unresolved past issues among siblings can also contribute to uncooperative behavior. There may be lingering resentments or unresolved conflicts that have nothing to do with the upcoming event, but the past memories are creating a hostile environment that stifles cooperation. To untangle this web, it's essential to address these underlying tensions and provide a safe space for open dialogue and reconciliation. So, you decide you need to have a family meeting that will be an open dialogue for everyone to hash out their concerns. The goal is to bond as a family as you work through some thorny issues. You also announce the title of the meeting as Showing Mom and Dad Why They're Proud of Us. You want to frame everyone's minds in a positive light with a common goal to accomplish. Now, using my Stoic storytelling method, my siblings don't help with cleanup at family events. Should I keep doing it? No great thing is created suddenly. There must be time. Give your best and always be kind. Epictetus. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Apostle Paul. I will lead the effort. I realized I must attempt to convince my siblings to assist, but if they refuse, I will be accepting and take care of the needed work. The character trait I improved was acting as a leader even when others don't want to be led. Thank you for sharing your mind with me. For your continued success, hear my secret. When a leader is needed to head a fizzled charge, rally the troops by helping them recharge. Now relax, control your mind, and be as you wish to seem, empowered. Remember, it's the situation keeping my connection with him. I'm Lori Stiff, the Stoicist, your Christian life coach, and I believe in you. If you like what you mentally now see, join my website to learn and think like me at stoicmatchmaker.com.